Tonight, Brother Joshua Castorino, he's the minister of the Church of Christ in Shelbyville, Tennessee. So looking forward to hearing him tonight. Let everyone give your attention to Brother Joshua Castorino, bringing us a topic, an open door in heaven. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Okay, Brother Joshua, it's your time.
Thank you very much, Brother. Let's open our Bibles in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. And we read, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were as of a trumpet talking with me, which saith, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Imagine that you are outside of your house in a rainy day, or even worse, in a temperature of 110 degrees outside, and you are so hot that you are so desperate to get inside of your house. It's because you have the air conditioner and it is so cool inside. And then you realize that you do not have the key to enter into your house. How will you feel in that moment? There's no way you can enter into your house. What will be your desire in that moment? You will be thinking, "I wish I can have my key with me to open the door." Or even better, "I wish the door could be open." And now listen to the message and listen to the what we have to say tonight. And let's study about this topic tonight. And remember, there's a door in heaven, and that door is still open right now. That door, it's open, and it's not closed right now. So that open door in heaven will indicate us a few things that we're going to learn tonight about this. And the first thing that we're going to learn is that an open door in heaven indicates that we still have time. That's the first point that we're going to see tonight. An open door in heaven indicates that we still have time. So we're going to let the Bible speak for us. Okay, so we have a lot of verses that we're going to read, and we're going to let God speak to us. And that's why I always like to read the Bible and let the Bible talk to us. So the first point is, it indicates that we still have time. So we need to do what is right while we have the time to do it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, we read, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men." So if you have time, you have to do what is right while you have that time in this earth. We need to do good unto any man and learn what Jesus saith about the golden rule in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye will that man shall do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." But we need to do good to all men, but especially to those in the church, Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So we have time in this earth, so we have to take advantage of this time to do good to all men, and especially to those in the church. But we have time, but not only to do good. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, we read these words, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time," listen to this, "for the time is at hand." Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, so we need to take time to read the Word of God, and we need to have time to hear the Word of God, and that's what we're doing tonight. We're hearing the Word of God. We are reading the Word of God, But also, we read in verse 3 that we have to have time to keep the Word of God. So that's one of the things that we have to do while we have time in this earth, because the door in heaven is still open, and we need to know that that time, God has put in that time for us. He is in eternity. So time begins when He created this world, especially on the fourth day. The time began for men, but He is in eternity. But one day, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, the time will end. And actually, there's a verse in 1 Thessalonians that it says that at the sound of the trumpet, the time will end and eternity will begin. So we have to take advantage of the time that we have to read the Word of God, to hear the Word of God, and to keep the Word of God, because we don't know how much time we have left in this earth, and we have to do the will of God. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 10, we read, "And He said unto me, Seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." So the first point that we see tonight is that an open door in heaven indicates that we still have time. Time to do good, time to do what is right, time to do right to, especially to the people in the church, but also we have time to read the Word of God, to hear the Word of God, to obey the Word of God, and to keep the Word of God, because we don't know how much time we have left. So that's the first point that we see. But let's go to the second point. An open door in heaven indicates that we still have a place. We still have a place. Jesus said that there's still too much room in Luke chapter 14, verse 22. We read these words, "And the servants said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room." See, there is room for you, there is room for me, there is room for everybody. There is a lot of place for everybody in heaven. So we need to take advantage of that too. We need to be prepared and accept the invitation of the Lord to come and take our place. We cannot leave that place for somebody else, because that place belongs to us. The salvation is for me, salvation is individually. So do not leave your place to somebody else. Jesus, remember that Jesus went to prepare a place for us. In John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, we read these words, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven to prepare a place for us. And that open door indicates that we still have a place. There is still a lot of place for everybody. And if you're hearing the message tonight and you haven't obeyed the gospel, I invited you to do so you can have a place in heaven. So you can have a place that the Lord Jesus Christ went to prepare for you and for me. And He's coming back. He say, "I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So I know you want to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. I know you want to be with God for eternity. And there's a place for you, and there's a place for me. We do not need to be afraid, because Jesus is telling us that He is in charge, and He got everything under control. The only thing we need to do is just to believe in Him. Verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." So that's the only thing we need to do, believe in Him, believe in His word, and obey what He has commanded us to do. And the other thing we have to do is trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the open door in heaven indicates that we still have time, and also indicates that we still have a place. But let's go to the third point. We are going to see the next point. And the third point is that an open door in heaven indicates that we still have salvation. We still have hope. We still have hope. We still have hope here in this earth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, we read, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." So we have hope while we are here in this earth. We have faith, we have hope, we have charity. And we have all those three right now. But one day we're only going to have love, because we're going to be in that place. So we're not going to need any hope anymore. But right now, while we are in this earth, we need that hope. We need to keep that hope with us. We need to keep that hope while we are here in this earth. We were, remember, if you read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, remember that Paul says to the Ephesians that we were without hope before. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. So we were without hope. But thanks to God that he loved the world so much, John 3:16, that he loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not be perished, but have eternal life, everlasting life, in John 3:16. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says that Jesus loves us so much that he came to this earth and died for us. And with that, we can have that hope. But before Christ came to this earth, we were without hope. But now that Jesus Christ came, that he came to this earth, that he died, that he was buried, but he was resurrected on the third day, now we have this kind of hope. Our hope shall be laid up in heaven, Colossians chapter 1, verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the world of the truth of the gospel. So the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one that is giving us this hope. And we read in the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in the Bible about God. We read in the Bible about the church. And we read in the Bible about heaven. And we have hope that one day we're going to be with God, that we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity. And I know everybody wants that. Everybody wants to be with God for eternity. And that's why we keep that hope with us. But we live with a real hope, a hope in eternal life. If we read Titus chapter 1, verse 2, we read these words, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promise before the world began." See, a lot of people live with an empty hope. Then that's a sad thing. That's a sad point. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, "But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." And that's a sad thing, brothers and sisters. That is a really sad thing, that so many people live in this world without hope of eternal life. But we live with a real hope, a hope that is laid up in heaven, a hope in the eternal life. And we just read Titus chapter 1, verse 2, "In hope of eternal life, and God, which God that cannot lie, God cannot lie, and he have promised that eternal life for us, that he had promised it before the world began." And we keep that hope with us. We cannot think in something else, but that hope that we keep with us, that hope has to remain with us for the rest of our life, so we can be in heaven with God. If we have this hope, that means that we are already children of God. through the obedience of the gospel. So if you haven't obeyed the gospel, I invite you tonight to obey the gospel so you can have the same hope that all Christians have in this earth, that all Christians have in their life, that one day, if we die before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to this earth, if we die, we're going to be in heaven with God. But if you haven't obeyed the gospel, you need to do so you can have the same hope that if you die or if the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, you're going to be ready for that. You're going to be ready to go with God and spend eternity with Him and with all His angels and with all the Christians that have died in Christ. So that's the third point that we see tonight. Then an open door in heaven indicates that we still have hope. So the first point was that an open door in heaven indicates that we still have time. Point number two was indicates that we still have a place. The third point was indicates that we still have hope. And the fourth point is that an open door in heaven indicates that we still have salvation. Remember that Jesus came to bring salvation to every man. Luke chapter 19 verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That was the reason why Jesus Christ came to this earth, to seek and to save that which was lost. And we were lost. We were lost, so He came to seek for us. There is no salvation in any other than Jesus. And we can read that in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if you want to be saved, the only person that can save you is the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved by somebody else, or you cannot be saved by a thing or by something else, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation, remember, salvation has been sent to us. In Acts chapter 13, verse 26, we read, "Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the world of this salvation sent." So as I said at the beginning, I'm going to let God talk to us tonight. And that's why we are reading so many verses tonight, because I want you to listen to God and not listen to me, but listen to what God has to say tonight to you. So salvation has been sent to us. Acts chapter 13, verse 26. And to the Gentiles, that means us, it is sent this salvation. In verse 47, same chapter, Acts chapter 13, verse 47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shalt be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. So the salvation is nearer than when we believe. Romans chapter 13, verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. So the time is approaching. The time is going to come to an end one day, but eternity will begin, and salvation will come with that end. So if you are a Christian, you have to keep faithful unto God. But if you are not a Christian, you need to obey the gospel of Christ so you can have this salvation also, as all the Christians have. Salvation is near it because time has come to an end and is approaching to an end. Today, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So today is the day of salvation, and it can be the day of your salvation. If you obey the gospel, you will have the forgiveness of your sin, and you will have this salvation with you. The only thing you're going to have to do is to remain faithful unto God until you die or the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. So what we have to do then, we need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So what the Bible is telling us, the Bible is telling us that we have to take care of our salvation, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It is a very important thing. It is a very important thing that we need to work out our own salvation. If we want to spend eternity with God, we need to work out our own salvation. And we have to take advantage that the door in heaven is still open for us. That door is still open, and you have to take advantage of that, because that open door in heaven indicates that we still have times, indicates that we still have a place, indicates that we still have hope, and indicates that we still have salvation. So we have to take advantage of that. So we come to a conclusion tonight that we need to be prepared when the time comes to an end, and to be ready, we need to do some things. We need to make a decision. You need to make a decision tonight. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, we read these words. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereof. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So, a few questions for you. The straight gate or the wide gate? The broad way or the narrow way? Which one are you going to choose tonight? So in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, it says that we need to strive to enter. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I said unto you, will seek to enter and shall not be able. So if you read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, it just says, enter ye. But in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, it says, strive to enter. So you have to do something. You have to make everything possible to enter in at the straight gate. Why? Because if you read, if you just read Matthew chapter 7, and then you read Luke chapter 13, but now let's read John chapter 10, verse 9. And listen to this. Listen to what it says. It says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be safe, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So in Matthew 7, it says, enter ye in at the straight gate. In Luke chapter 13, verse 24, it says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. And in John chapter 10, verse 9, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ is that door. So you have to enter, and you have to strive to enter in Jesus Christ, which is the church. Remember that the church is the body of Christ. Remember that the church is the body of Christ. So, and he is the head of the church. So if you are in the church, that means that you are in Christ, and you have entered in from that door, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So are you going to enter from the door, or are you going to stay outside? It is your choice. It is your choice tonight. But if you want to take the advantage and take your place while we still have time, while there's still a place, while there is a hope, and while there is salvation, remember, one day the door will be closed, and it will be too late for you or for me. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. This is what you have to do if you haven't obeyed the gospel. Take advantage that the door in heaven is still open for you. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you all.